you are the body of Christ. Not you alone, but you and us all. We bound up into his flesh and blood, we of the common union with him. Individually, we all are all members of him, and therefore members of each other. The foot and the eye, the hand and the ear, don't worry too much about what your vocation is in the metaphor. You have gifts that have been given to serve your neighbor, even as God has given the great gift of Christ to serve you in your most pressing need. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, devotion, and strength, growth, here on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, ready for a crazy Monday. We've got the eclipse coming our way. Might be cloudy. We'll see if it happens. But I can tell you this. I can tell you this with certainty. It has nothing to do with our religion. It has nothing to do with the end of the world. It's a wonderful, beautiful demonstration of the order of the universe that God created. And it is not any of the signs of Revelation. Maybe we can talk about that another time. For this morning, in our few moments we got, I want to make sure that we pick up a little bit of Psalm 139, which does talk about the created order. It talks about you individually being created by God as you are. And so it connects to this 1 Corinthians passage about the body. And that passage is really more about not despising each other as we are all sinners brought into the body of Christ, but this passage here, Psalm 139, is about the intimate nature of God's design of you personally. That you and I and each of us was formed by him, knit together. If you can imagine the knitting needles of your favorite grandma or perhaps wife, you know, my wife's a young lady who knits, but you know, imagine those needles going back and forth and back and forth. Well, that's just a small picture of God's care and design as in the womb of your mother, you were bound and moved. And as those DNA sequences all kind of did what they did, the stem cells and the blood beginning to flow and the heart beating and the breath coming through the placenta and all of this care that you might sit where you are today. I mean, do you remember any of it? No, of course not, but you know where you are right now. All of us care that you might sit where you are today, his creature, made after his image, to look to him in praise and to look to the creation around you as a servant of all. It is a fearful and a wonderful thing, the eternal care, that all of history has been moved to make this happen, that you might be right where you are today, a gift to the world from God. And doubly so, redeemed, right? Being a true gift to the world means being brought back under the God whom we had rebelled against. But the psalmist just continues to marvel, to dwell on this care, this love, which has just been demonstrated by bringing you to be. Wonderful all your works. My soul knows it very well. And then he goes back into, my frame was not hidden from you. And I got no idea what this means. As I was made secretly in the woven parts of the earth, woven together in the depths of the earth. I think what he's getting at there, that it might as well have been out of the abyss, right? Out of the magma in the center of the planet as the womb of woman. The depths of the earth really here is talking about womb of woman. You got to understand that. It's not, you weren't built in the magma of the earth before you were put into your mother's womb. It's a metaphor for as far away as the center of the earth is, so also is the mystery of that womb's work. And even though today we're able to look a little more into the womb, we do not really still understand how it works, how it happens, how life does what life does. He finally says, search me, O God, try me, know my heart, see if there's a grievous way in me. And he's not saying because there aren't any. He knows, but he wants them exposed. He wants his sins to be sins he confesses. He doesn't want to be tortured by hidden sins. He wants to be led in the way everlasting, which means to own your rebellion as a creature who tried to be the creator. Own that rebellion and lay it at the feet of the cross where that creator became a creature, bound in the incarnation, enfleshed in your own body, that he might have that body nailed to a cross and raise it from the dead, that he might give it back to you, making you one with himself and one with all the redeemed. Oh, fearful and wonderful indeed is Christianity. You're listening to Oratio, Sharper Iron, coming up. Stick around.